The way to the treasure of all. The way to the treasure of all. The pathway to success. The pathway to success. The pathway to success. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. My dear Islamic brethren, viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba to you. Welcome to our silsila, the pathway to success. Inshallah, today's topic, the excellence of sacrificing for others. First and foremost, let's make some good intentions. As the Hadith Mubarakah, he stated that Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah, let us make some good intention. First and foremost, I make the intention inshallah that whatever I'm doing here is for the sole pleasure of my Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And whatever I learn from this inshallah, I also try to be practical upon it. You also make intention that whatever you learn inshallah, first and foremost, you listen for the pleasure of Allah. Whatever you learn, you try to grasp those madani pools and try to pass this message on to fellow Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. We hear the name of Allah, praise Allah azza wa jalla. We hear the name of the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. When you hear the name of Anbiya, recite alayhi salam. When you hear the name of Sahaba Ikram alayhi midwan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When you hear the name of our pious ancestors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. These are some beautiful intentions one can make. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, in his beautiful, world-renowned, famous book, Fazan al-Sunnat, there is a chapter on the beneficence of recitation of Durood-e-Pak upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. He quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah that Pyare Aqa Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if a person recites 1,000 times Durood-e-Pak daily, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, he will not meet his end. Meaning that Malakul Maut alayhi salatu salam will not take him away from this dunya until and unless that time Allah tabaraka ta'ala shows him his place in Jannat. So my dear Islam, the viewers of Madani Channel, become habitual with sending durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Inshallah, durood pak will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah azawajal, in the qabr inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we will hear the tilawat of Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi
wa A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم. ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله. Now, inshallah, Azawajal, we would request our Naat Khan to also recite the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Bula lo ya Rasulallah, bula lo na Madine mein. بلا لو یا رسول اللہ بلا لو نا مدینے میں آقا بلا لو یا رسول اللہ بلا لو نا مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر پھر روتا ہوا آؤ تیرے در پر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤ تیرے در پر مدینے میں بلا لو یا رسول اللہ بلا لو نا مدینے میں خدایا واسطہ دیتا ہوں میرے غوث اعظم کا خدایا واسطہ دیتا ہوں میرے غوث اعظم کا دکھا دے سبز گنبد کا حسین منظر مدینے میں دکھا دے سبز گنبد کا حسین منظر مدینے میں بلا لو یا رسول اللہ بلا لو نا مدینے میں شبیر و شبر فاطمہ حیدر مدینے میں آقا پائے شبیر و شبر فاطمہ حیدر مدینے میں بلا لو یا رسول اللہ بلا لو نا مدینے میں دینے میں کے رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دلبر مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شان بحروبر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلاۃ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today's topic, the excellence of sacrificing for others. In many a time we find in our daily routine, our daily life, that we have to come across sometimes where there is need of sacrifice. Maybe we have to share something. Maybe we have to share some part of your money. Maybe you have to share some part of your food. Maybe you have to share some part of your vehicle, your seat. Eventually you come into some test about sacrificing for your fellow Muslim brothers. So sometimes in the heart it always tells us that I don't want to sacrifice this luxury of mine for another person. I mean, why should I give, if I have extra food in my house, why should I give to another person? Or if I have extra clothing in my house, why should I give another person? Or if I have some extra cash in my pocket, and if somebody is needy, why should I give another person? If I have an extra seat in the vehicle, and I'm traveling from A to B, and there is a person that needs a lift, why should I sacrifice and give that person a lift? So always these type of things come into the mind. In this brain box Allah Ta'ala gave us, many things come into our mind. So Alhamdulillah, so today's episode, we're going to be discussing about the excellences of sacrificing your things in the path of Allah Ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah to your fellow Muslim brothers. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to get some beautiful examples from the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Ikram, Ali Midwan, Taba'in, Taba'in, Buzugan ad-Din. Inshallah, we try to get some examples how they sacrifice for their fellow Muslim brother. As it comes in one beautiful hadith mubarakah, that Piyari Aqas Rasulullah said, a true believer is that what he loves for himself, he loves for his fellow Muslim brother. Let us hear from Mubalik Adawas Tami what our merciful Allah Ta'ala tells us about sacrificing for others.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 9. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
SubhanAllah.
And those who prefer others over themselves,
Allah,
even if they have a need, and whoever is protected from the greed of his soul, indeed those people are the successful.
SubhanAllah.
These are the successful people. Those who prefer others over themselves, even if they have a need themselves, they prefer other people over themselves, and they control the greed of their nafs, Allah, of their soul. These people are the truly successful ones. And there's a very, very beautiful account, a beautiful hadith spark in regards to the sababun nuzul, the reason for the revelation of this ayah. It's narrated that once a hungry man came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked for some food. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked each one of his blessed wives if they had anything cooked at home, but each time the reply was in the negative.
Allah.
None of the wives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had anything cooked in the house. So then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an announcement amongst the companions that which one of you will accept this hungry person as a guest.
Allah.
And whoever does so, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower his mercy upon that person. Now, one of the Sahaba, Sayyiduna Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu, he stood and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will invite this individual, this hungry individual, and feed him at my house.
Allah.
So Sayyiduna Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu, he goes home and he asks his wife, his children's mother, how much food do we have? And she said, unfortunately, we don't have very much. We don't have enough for me to eat. We don't have enough for you to eat. All we have is enough to feed our small children.
Allah Akbar.
So Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu instructed his wife and said to her, please put the children to sleep. The food that you have made for them, save it for our guest.
Allah.
And when the guest comes, it was night time, when the guest comes, the lamp will be lit. when the food is served and the food is presented, then extinguish the lamp. Put the light out.
Allah.
And the reason for this, he explained that because if the light is left on, the guest will encourage me to eat with him. The guest will force me to eat with him.
Because he can see.
Out of good manners, because he can see. If I'm not eating, he will ask me to join him in the meal. And if I join him in the meal, then there's not enough food for both of us. So the hungry man will remain hungry. If you turn the lamp off, he will eat to his fill, and he won't even realize that I haven't eaten anything.
Allah.
So this happened, the guest came, he ate to his fill, he filled his hunger, he went away. And that family, the family of Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari, radiallahu anhu, the husband, the wife, the children, they all spent the entire night in hunger.
Allah.
The next morning, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan were gathered in the blessed court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he said that something amazing happened with such and such people last night.
Allah.
Something incredible happened. And then explained the story. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with those individuals.
Subhanallah.
And then this verse was revealed, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, those who prefer others over themselves, even if they are in need, and those who are protected from the greed of their own soul, indeed those people are the successful.
Subhanallah. My dear Islamic viewers, Madani Channel, this was the sacrifice of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the sacrifice of Sahaba Ikram alayhi wasalam for others. Allahu Akbar.
Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said that mu'min are well-wishers and affectionate towards one another, no matter if they live in different cities. Whereas hypocrites cheat each other even if they live in the same cities. The sign of a believer that they are well-wisher one another. They are not cheater. They don't cheat each other. And this is the sign of hypocrites that they cheat each other.
Allah.
The sign of hypocrites are mentioned there in Hadith Pak. And the sign of a mu'min is also mentioned there in Hadith Pak. What is our condition? We have to think about that. What is the pathway to success? The pathway to success is this, that we must be affectionate for the others. Must be well-wisher.
Dear Islam, my views, the Madani Channel, we are now getting to some point in our discussion. I mean, are we talking about well-wishing? Are we talking about sacrificing for our Muslim brothers? And we realize that we are not sacrificing. We have to sacrifice. Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, our beloved Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, they showed us the real examples of sacrificing.
Yes, there's many, many examples. One example that comes to mind. In the Battle of Yarmouk, there were many, many Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, who actually martyred in this battle. And one of them, he says that in the Battle of Yarmouk, I was walking amongst those who were wounded, and I had some water in my hands. And my cousin brother, he called out to me and said to me, bring me some water. He was lying wounded on the battlefield. Can you imagine? He's lying wounded on the battlefield. He's almost given his life for Islam. And he called out to me for this water. I need water, I need water. So I hurried to him, and I was about to pour the water into his mouth when all of a sudden, he heard another companion, another soldier, Muslim soldier on the same battlefield, screaming out for water, crying out in pain. So he said, no, don't give it to me or my cousin, give it to him.
Allahu Akbar.
Then the narrator says that when I went to the second individual, the second Muslim soldier on the battlefield, when I went to him, I was about to give him the water, when the third soldier, the third Muslim soldier, the third companion, he called out and cried out for water. So I went to him. By the time I reached the third individual, he had passed away. He had gained martyrdom. When I came back to the second individual, he had also gained martyrdom. And when I returned back to my cousin, the first person who had asked me for water, he had also gained martyrdom and his soul had left his body. Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, look how much love they had for one another. Look how much sacrifice they did for one another, that even at that stage, when their life was upon their lips, their soul was upon their lips, and those few drops of water could have saved their lives, they wanted the life of their brother to be saved first before them.
Allah. My dear Islam brother, you think we ever be able to set up examples like this in today's time and era? We're just moving towards selfish. We're just thinking about ourselves. We don't want to sacrifice for our Muslim brothers. Hazrat Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he asked the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam that Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala, he asked him about perfect iman. Perfect iman. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam said, perfect iman implies that you have love and hold a grudge only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You have love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and you hold a grudge only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you make dhikrullah in abundance. He radiallahu anhu then requested Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and what's next? The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam said, O Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like for people what you like for yourself, and dislike for people what you dislike for yourself, and speak good or maintain silence. So Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, subhanallah azza wa jal, I mean, they got the best teacher is mine and yours in the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, in each and every aspect of their life, in each and every step. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, he taught them. He was the best teacher, mashallah azza wa jal. And look what beautiful lessons our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam taught to Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, that is sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice.
There's many, many ahadith which talk about the virtues of being kind to one's Muslim brother, sacrificing for one's Muslim brother, fulfilling the needs of a Muslim brother. In one hadith about, it's mentioned, it's narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, it's reported in Sahih Muslim, it states that the beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ الْيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whichever person relieves the difficulty of the world for a believer, Allah Azza wa Jal will relieve that person's difficulty on the Day of Judgment.
Subhanallah.
Now, can you imagine this? On the Day of Judgment, we'll be suffering so many difficulties. You know, on that day when the sun will be brought close to us, when the ground will be made from copper, when nobody will be willing to help anybody else. Those calamities, those difficulties, if we imagine them, the body begins to tremble. But here we're being told the method of gaining help from Allah Azza wa Jal on that day.
Allah.
If we want help from the difficulties and the calamities of that day, the Day of Judgment, from Allah Azza wa Jal, then we must help our fellow Muslims and remove their difficulties in the world rather than giving them difficulties. You know, unfortunately, nowadays in age, what happens is rather than us sacrificing things for our Muslim brothers and making life easy for them, on the opposite side, we're trying to take things from them. You know, we're jealous of them. It happens a lot. If you have a business rival, this desire comes into the heart from shaitan that you want your business rival, his business, to fail, so you can be successful. Because if he takes all the customers away, all the trade away, I'll be left with nothing. So how will I get my sustenance? But we don't remember that if we are well wishers for our fellow Muslim brothers, if we sacrifice for them, Allah Azza wa Jalla will place blessings in our sustenance.
Well, you know, you're just talking about, you know, about traders, and you we discussed this one narration earlier on.
Yes, you were telling me
about Khalifa of Ala Hazrat, radiallahu anhu, khutbah Madina, Hazrat Ziauddin Madani rahmatullahi alayhi. From Madina Sharif, mashallah, our Dada Peer. Means our Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Baniya Dawud Islami Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Ziai. He is murid of Hazrat Khutbah Madina. And he said that once Khutbah Madina says that in the Turkish rule, that means when the Turkish, they used to rule Makkah al Mukarramah, Madinah al Munawwarah, the Arab states, they used to rule at that time. He said there was once a rich person from amongst the Turkish rule, and he went up to the marketplace to buy some material. And he gave this example. He says that when a person went, he wanted to buy so much of material, he needed an extremely huge amount of material. So Khutbah Madina is giving the example to Muridin and to people that were seated at his house, at his blessed house in Madinah al-Munawwarah. And he's telling them that the person went out, and when he reached the doorstep of the shop, subhanallah azza wa jal, look at the ashiks of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. He tells this rich person that I have this thing, it is in stock and I got what you need, but just look at my Muslim brother across the road. That person across the road, the whole day I've been watching today, not one customer went into his shop. So I would request humbly, if you please take the sale and go to my fellow Muslim brother across the road and please buy the material there. I mean, you viewers of Madani channel, how pious were they that they used to think about their fellow Muslim brothers? That means really, they used to really sacrifice for the fellow Muslim brothers.
You just talk about traders. There is a very beautiful story Amir Ahl Sunnat mentioned in A Respect of a Muslim, a booklet, very nice booklet. We have to read it. The story is like this. A fire worshipper used to have his clothes sewn by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah Khayyat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And each time, he would give him a fake coin, not a real coin. He accepted the coin knowingly once in his absence. His student did not accept the fake coin from the fire worshipper. When Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Abdullah Khayyat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh returned and go to know about the situation, what just happened, he asked his student, why didn't you take the coin? For many years he has been giving me a fake coin which I always accepted knowingly. Allah. So the student asked the question, why? So he replied that he would not give it to any other Muslim, the fake coin.
Allah. What examples here?
You know, there's a beautiful story in the commentary of Ihya ul-Ulum,
yes,
which is called Ittihaf Sa'adat al-Muttaqeen by Imam Murtaza Zabidi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. It says that once Sayyidina Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Antaki rahmatullahi alayh, he invited many guests for dinner at his house. All of these guests came and they sat at the dasturkhan, at the dining mat. They laid out the dining mat, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, there were less pieces of bread for the amount of people that were there. So what they decided to do was they would break the pieces of bread into pieces, into small pieces, place them evenly on the dining mat, and then turn out the light. After some time, when the light was turned back on, they saw that all of the pieces of bread were there just in the same way.
Allah.
And nobody had eaten anything, thinking that I want to sacrifice my share for my fellow Muslim brothers. Mm. Absolutely amazing. SubhanAllah.
Views of Madani Channel, Allah. We have so much to learn from the lifestyle of the companions of the beloved Rasulullah, some of our pious ancestors. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunan mentions in his booklet, the booklet is in Urdu, Madina ki Machli, Fish of Madina.
MashaAllah.
Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, a close companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, once he was in a mood to eat fish. So he sent his servant out to the marketplace, and servant went and he purchased for 1.5 dirham a nice beautiful fish. Madani fish is always beautiful fish.
SubhanAllah.
And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he brought it back to the house of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. He prepared it himself, put up all the masalas, prepared everything up and presented it in the court of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is about to eat. Suddenly there's a knock at the door. And there is a beggar. Ya Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, I'm a needy person. I need something to eat. I'm hungry. He orders his servant, take that fish and give it to the beggar at the door. He says, Ya Sayyidi, you sent me out there. You had the desire. You wanted to have this grilled fish. I spent all the time. I went out and it took me a whole day to find this fish for you. And I'm serving you the same fish. And now you're giving it to the beggar at the door. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, please give the fish to the deserving person. So the servant takes the fish, goes out and gives it to the beggar. And the beggar takes the fish happily. But after a few moments, the servant is running behind him. He says, I give you 1.5 dirham. Just take this 1.5 dirham and give me this fish back. You can buy another fish. And the beggar, he's happy because 1.5 dirham is a lot of money. So he takes the 1.5 dirham, he puts it in his pocket happily, he gives the fish back to the servant. Servant comes happily and comes back in the bargah of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw this and he said, what have you done? He said, I went back and I bought the fish back for 1.5 dirham from this person. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh my servant, please go back, give the fish to him. And the 1.5 dirham that you have given, also give it to him in the path of Allah ta'ala.
Amir Ahl Sunnat Dan Barakatun Aliyah narrates a story in his well-renowned book Fezani Sunnat. Sayyidina Datta Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajwari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he narrates that he once asked Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad Hammadi Sarkhasi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi the reason for his repentance, how he became a wali of Allah. And Sayyidina Ahmad Hammadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he replied and he said, once I went on a journey from my town of Sarkhas and I was with my camels. And during my journey, while I was passing through a jungle, a hungry lion came and attacked one of my camels. And the camel fell down wounded. Now the lion, instead of eating the camel, climbed up to the top of the cliff and let out a huge roar into the jungle. Because of this roar, now all of the hungry animals of the jungle came and gathered around.
Allah.
And now the lion came down from the cliff and tore the pieces of the camel into small pieces so that all of the other animals could eat. that once this happened, all those animals that gathered, they ate and they left. Now what was left on the dead body of the camel, a small amount of meat, the lion was about to eat it. But now a crippled fox appeared at a distance. This fox wasn't able to make it because its leg was broken. And he had come late hearing the roar of the lion. Now seeing this, the lion stepped back again and allowed the fox to eat. After that crippled fox ate and went, the lion now approached and ate a small amount of meat of what was remaining from the camel. Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad Hammadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, I was watching what this lion did from a distance very closely. I was observing the sacrifice of this lion. And I was observing it and I was thinking about how amazing this scene was. When suddenly the lion turned its face towards me. Allah Azza wa Jal gave it the ability to speak.
Allah.
And the lion said to me, O Ahmad, to sacrifice a morsel of food is the attribute of animals. True men of Allah Azza wa Jal even sacrifice their lives.
Allah Akbar, subhanAllah.
Affected by this strange event, this incredible event, I repented of my sins, distanced myself from the world, and devoted myself to the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Amir al-Sunnat, Dam Barakatul Aliya, after narrating the story, he says, dear Islamic brothers, did you see how the hungry lion set an excellent example of bearing hunger by sacrificing its own prey for other animals, and gave profound advice that a morsel sacrifice is the attribute of animals, and true men of Allah Azza wa Jal should be willing to sacrifice their lives for their brothers.
SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we are getting a little more intense into this topic, mashallah. It's getting so beautiful, so interesting. I have one beautiful Hadith Mubarak to read out to the viewers of Madani Channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, nor does he hand him over to the one who does him wrong. If anyone fulfills his brother's needs, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill his needs. If one relieves a Muslim brother of his troubles, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will relieve him of his troubles on the day of Qiyamah. And if anyone covers up his Muslim brother, his guna, his sins, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will cover up his guna on the day of Qiyamah.
Allah.
So my dear Islam brothers, viewers of Malini Channel, we've been listening to the examples of these pious personalities. They used to sacrifice their food in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, sacrificing dates, which we eat, so beautiful dates, Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, those dates, which they sacrificed in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Even clothing was sacrificed in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Even businesses were sacrificed for the Muslim brothers in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So many beautiful examples out there.
Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he reports, the beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. A true believer for another believer is like a building. One part of it strengthens another part. And in the commentary of this verse, the scholars state that this means that a true Muslim, a true believer, should help his fellow believer in his daily actions, in his daily life. Just like a building would fall apart if it was to be separated. If the building, the parts of the building were not supporting each other, the building would fall apart. And if the building fell apart, then what would happen? The building would be of no use, the building would be of no benefit. Similarly, the Muslims, the believers are strong when they are functioning together. When they are helping one another, they are like a strong building, which provides many benefits, provides shelter, provides a safe place to live. But when the Muslims don't help each other, they fall apart and then they become useless. And in this day and age, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've been blessed with this beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islam. Our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has given us this environment and encouraged us in this environment. When we travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami, we see the senior Islamic brothers, how if somebody is new, they offer them a pillow to sleep if they don't have a pillow. When it's time for food, if there's less food, the senior Islamic brothers, the ones who are new, they give them the food first. And this is a means of practicing sacrifice in a practical way. You know, we might think it's very, very difficult, we can't do it. We spend so many years of our lives not even knowing about this concept. But one way of doing this practically is by traveling in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami. So all of those Islamic brothers who are watching the Madani channel, I'd like to invite them all, if you want to increase this just by inside you, to sacrifice for others, to do ithar, then travel in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will gain many, many opportunities to gain this reward and to get this into practice.
Inshallah.
Let me just tell you a Madani Bihar related to sacrificing for others. There's one Madani Bihar which Amir al-Sunnah writes in his booklet, Madina Ki Machli, that once there was an Islamic sister, she narrates this story, that there was a weekly ijtima for Islamic sisters held in 2007 in Mumbai, in India. And what happened was, at the end of the gathering, a new Islamic sister came to the zimindar, the responsible Islamic sister, and complained that I've lost my slippers and I have to go home barefooted now. And she was in a state, she was worried, and she had only come new. And the responsible Islamic sister, she did an infradi koshish, she explained to her, she offered her own slippers to that new Islamic sister to walk home in. At this point, there was another Islamic sister who was relatively new. She had been in the mahal of Dawat Islami for a few months. She spoke up and she said, "No, you don't give your slippers. I want to give my slippers to this new Islamic sister, and I'm willing to walk home barefooted myself."
Allahu Akbar.
And the sentence that she said was, "Can I not even sacrifice my slippers for Dawat Islami?"
Allahu Akbar.
And upon saying this, she gave those slippers to the new Islamic sister whose slippers were lost, and she walked home barefooted herself. That night, she went to sleep, but her fortune awoke.
Subhanallah.
And she was blessed with a beautiful vision of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream.
Subhanallah.
And along with the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was also an elderly buzurg from Dawat Islami wearing a beautiful green imamah sharif on his head.
Subhanallah.
And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed petal-like lips began to move, and the flowers began to open from the blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "That this statement that you said, 'Can I not even sacrifice my slippers for Dawat Islami?' has pleased me.
Subhanallah.
I am happy with you." And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged her for her.
Subhanallah.
Kaash mil jaye aadate itaar. Kaash mil sita char yaar ka ya rab vasita char yaar ka ya rab phir se duniya nikal de رہو طالب رضا یا رب بس رہو طالب رضا یا رب
آمین. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم علیکہ یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. My dear Islamian viewers of Madani channel, we are almost coming to the end of our silsila. I would like to end off with a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Pyare Aqa, Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whoever desires something and he controls his desire and prefers that someone else over himself to have these things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely forgive him, inshallah."
Subhanallah.
So my dear Islamian viewers of Madani channel, we are talking about the excellences of sacrificing for our Muslim brothers, our Muslim sisters. You try to sacrifice. You think about the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and try to comprehend about the lifestyle of the Sahaba ikram Ali Ridwan, how they sacrificed. If you have something, share with your Muslim brother. If they are short of something, give them something. If they are in any way, in any need, provide to them. Inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will shower special mercy upon us in the dunya, inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. So viewers of Madani channel, we humbly request you to please keep connected to Madani channel. Wherever you are in the world, please join the weekly istimaat, Islamic brothers, weekly istimaat in your city, Islamic sisters, weekly istimaat in your city. Keep connected to the Madani kafilas, fill in your Madani namat card on a daily basis. These are some beautiful, alhamdulillah, systems and ways for us that where we can inculcate this lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is to sacrifice for our fellow Muslims. Allah karam. ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو. آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
The way to the treasure of the pathway to success.